the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Louise Byrne, what has Bertie Ahern been saying about his controversial comments that were recorded on a doorstep during a canvass in Dublin Central?
Quite an interesting, I think, 24 hours for Bertie Ahern. And I'm sure many people would have seen the video at this point that shows Bertie Ahern unknowingly being recorded while out canvassing in Dublin Central. I've been speaking to Bertie Ahern in the last little while, and he has said that he has no problem with people from Africa or from the Congo. And that is in reference to comments he made during the course of a conversation with someone on her doorstep, where he said that he believed that there was too many immigrants coming into Ireland, that the ones he worried about are the Africans. That's a quote. And another quote, we can't be taking in people from the Congo and all these places. He's accepted now that he, you know, he regrets speaking to the woman in the first instance, he said to me, but he said he probably shouldn't have said what he said.
Okay.
Another comment that he made is that he's not worried about the current generation of Muslim people, and that there, where problems could arise, is with the next generation of Muslim people. He said he also shouldn't have said that.
Okay, let's take a quick listen of what Bertie Ahern was recorded as saying.
I think there's too many coming in. I think we have to take some in.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the Ukrainians, because, you know, in fairness, there was Russia moved in and war in their country, but a lot of Ukrainians are going back now. We still have a lot of Poles here, but the ones I worry about are the Africans.
Yeah, why?
I don't agree with you on the Africans. We, you know, we can't be taking in people from the Congo and all these places.
Yeah.
You know.
Gary Murphy, professor of politics at the School of Law and Government at DCU, is this a proper controversy, or should we be paying too much attention to what Bertie Ahern had to say?
I think a little bit of both, Danny. It's important because Bertie Ahern is a former Taoiseach for close to 11 years, between 97 and 2008. So anytime former Taoiseach make interjections in public debate is probably noteworthy in itself. And to the opposite point, I mean, Bertie Ahern is very much yesterday's man in Fianna Fáil. As I think the Taoiseach made clear today when he said Bertie Ahern didn't speak for Fianna Fáil. Remember, Bertie Ahern hasn't stood for an election since 2007. And Fianna Fáil haven't had a TD in Dublin Central since he resigned. His brother ran in the 2009 by-election, Morris Ahern, and came, I think, fifth, getting a very poor vote. Dublin Central has been a bit of a wasteland for Fianna Fáil since. So in that context, you can see why Micheál Martin probably didn't want Bertie Ahern running for as the Fianna Fáil candidate for president, although it didn't work out with Jim Gavin either. And I suspect that this will probably dissipate over the next few days. But it does go to the idea of whether politicians are speaking straight up when they're talking to people on the doors, or whether they're sort of speaking slightly Janus-faced, as I think Bertie Ahern himself rather admitted today, as Louise has just told us when he clarified his remarks.
Louise, Bertie Ahern is known to be very close to John Stevens. I'll declare my interest. This is my local area, so I know the personalities pretty well. Like, John Stevens is a Bertie Ahern acolyte. So has there been any attempt by John Stevens to distance himself from Bertie Ahern, or to say, listen, he doesn't share those views? Or what has the candidate himself been saying?
Nothing yet. And I think that's kind of the interesting part of it. And canvassing is obviously continuing, and there will be reporters out with John Stevens today. I know we were trying to get out with him yesterday to no avail, but I think it will be interesting to see what he has to say. Because like you said, he is perceived as being quite friendly with Bertie Ahern. And, you know, I asked the Taoiseach earlier, you know, did these comments represent the views of Fianna Fáil and of John Stevens, which the Taoiseach actually tried to tell me that was an unfair thing to suggest. But at the end of the day, Bertie Ahern is out knocking on doors for John Stevens. So it's going to be interesting to see how he deals with this, how he addresses it. I think it's certainly made easier for him by the fact that Bertie seemed to have resiled a little bit. And as someone, they half jokingly said it to me earlier, to be honest, but they had a point. You know, in some areas in Dublin Central, Bertie Ahern's comments could help John Stevens, but in other places, it could actually hurt him because it is quite a diverse community in one sense, but then in another sense, it has also been a hotbed for a lot of those anti-immigration protests we've seen. So it's an interesting one, but I think how John Stevens deals with this next is going to be the interesting part.
That's it, Gary. I mean, has Bertie Ahern almost damned John Stevens on the double here? He's gotten himself in trouble by making the original comment, and then by seeming to be resigning from it, he's now kind of almost compounded that sin.
Yeah, I mean, I was a bit surprised, given how experienced Bertie Ahern is, that he sort of fell into, whether it was a trap might be a bit too much to say, but like, he could simply have said that there is a problem with illegal immigration and that legal immigration is appropriate, which is kind of what he, I think, tried to say, but he kind of mucked it up. Mm. But it's made it very difficult, I think, for John Stevens, because the constituency is as one. You just kind of divide a constituency between those who have strong sort of anti-immigrant views and those who might have an opposing viewpoint. And this comes, of course, in the week with the controversy over the Dublin Rosa of Tralee and sort of some of the broader disgusting comments that have been aimed in her direction. Mm-hmm. And so I think it is very difficult for the candidate. But to be fair to Fianna Fáil and to the Taoiseach, I think he is the Taoiseach's candidate, whether no matter how close he is to Bertie Ahern, he's the Fianna Fáil candidate. He's not the Ahern candidate. And I think the Taoiseach probably, by coming out strongly, has made things a little easier for him. But I've always thought this is going to be a very difficult election for Fianna Fáil. I mean, I don't give John Stevens much of a chance, literally because of the history over the last 15 years now of Fianna Fáil in Dublin Central, and just the way the constituency is, like, it is a left-leaning constituency. In my view, it's a far more important election for Sinn Féin, but that might be for another day.
No, well, let's get into that now, because I think that's a very fair point. Louise, like, you're on the ground, you're out doing the canvases with the candidates. What's your sense of where the race is at? Who, like, because we know there's a poll due out tomorrow night, which will give us our first indication of how the runners and riders are doing. But what's your sense from on the ground? I mean, who is genuinely in contention? Because as a by-election, you need 50% plus one to get over the line on this one.
Yes, and it's a much more difficult election for everyone compared to the last general election, where really you only needed a quota. And I think what's been really interesting is everyone that you speak to, and in fairness, I have witnessed this myself out on canvases, people aren't necessarily nasty to you on the doors. They listen to what you have to say. They talk to you. They don't necessarily say they're going to vote for you. But then that turns into political parties saying, oh, we're getting such a warm reception on the doors. It's fantastic. Mm. So I think what a lot of people are suggesting is that Daniel Ennis of the Social Democrats might be the front runner. But speaking to people in other parties, they're saying that, you know, his name is not coming up when they're speaking to constituents. One person who would be knocking on a lot of doors in Dublin Central said to me yesterday that they're actually hearing Malachy Steenson and Gerry Hutch mentioned more than Daniel Ennis. Other people are saying that they believe it's Janice Boylan for the taking, the Sinn Féin candidate, that because Mary Lou MacDonald is a TD for that constituency, that she has more of an advantage, or at least she should have more of an advantage.
Yeah, but you and I know, Louise, all is not well within Sinn Féin on that front.
No, indeed. And Janice Boylan and Mary Lou MacDonald also have a history. And I think what was remarkable is the fact that Mary Lou hasn't been able to pull in a running mate. And we all know as well that Janice Boylan wasn't necessarily her preferred candidate for this race. So what impact is that going to have? Will a lot of it be a personal vote for Mary Lou that will transfer to Janice? I think that remains to be seen. I think there's very little hope in Fianna Fáil and in Fine Gael that John Stevens or Ray McAdam will pull through. But a lot of people suggesting that perhaps the Green Party's Janet Horner might do better than expected. So I think it's less clear cut than the by-election in Galway, where I think there's probably three, perhaps four front runners there. But I think in Dublin Central, it's going to be a much more exciting count, because it's really, really unclear. And I think, like you say, Danny, we'll have that poll tomorrow, so perhaps we'll get a little bit more of an indication. But the issue with those polls is that the sample size is so small.
Yeah, they're very volatile.
Yeah, you can't really rely on them. So
okay,
it's an interesting constituency anyway, I think that's safe to say.
Gary Murphy, I want to move on. There's been a lot of talk since the Jim Gavin debacle around who is likely to replace Micheál Martin as the leader of Fianna Fáil. The names of obviously Jim O'Callaghan, Dara O'Brien, even Jack Chambers have been in the mix. But the name of Dara Cailleary has entered the fray in recent weeks, and he was on radio this morning talking about his chances. What's your assessment of the likelihood of a Dara Cailleary tilt at the leadership?
Yes, I heard him, Danny. I think the likelihood of a tilt is strong, but the likelihood of actual victory is far more, I think, circumspect. He is a very competent, in my view, minister, slightly technocratic, I would say, but maybe all politicians these days are technocratic. Diligent, hardworking, steeped in Fianna Fáil's traditions, obviously self-confident today, where he said that loads of people were talking about him in the leadership, but that there wasn't a vacancy and he wouldn't be making any comment until there was. He's west of Ireland, so mm-hmm. if there was a contest between him, Darragh O'Brien, Jim O'Callaghan, let's say Jack Chambers, the people you just mentioned, there could be a rural urban split there. But he doesn't strike me as the sort of the leader in waiting. I don't think there is a leader in waiting in Fianna Fáil. Jim O'Callaghan has been sort of damaged certainly by the fuel protest fiasco and the idea of calling in the army and talking about by-elections. Remember, he was the director of elections in Dublin Bay South in July of 2021 when Fianna Fáil got the almost unbelievably low score of 4.8% in that by-election. Now, it did no harm to him or Micheál Martin in the general election afterwards. But I've long been of the view that all this talk about leadership in Fianna Fáil is slightly redundant. The chance was for the any putative challenger was during the presidential election fiasco. Nobody came forward then, and I don't think there's really the last few months to suggest that, A, given that it's now the weekend of Fianna Fáil's Ardéisht, the 100th anniversary of the founding of the party, the EU presidency to come, I would say Micheál Martin is sort of safe as hoses until at least 2027, and I've thought for a long time, and I've mentioned this to you on this programme and in other fora, that any change in leadership in Fianna Fáil is likely to come when Micheál Martin thinks about stepping down when he ends up as Taoiseach. I don't see him becoming tarnished and running in 2029 when he'll be 40 years in the Dáil. He cannot say that, of course, but that would be how I would view the Fianna Fáil sort of leadership position as of now. Then.
Louise Byrne, we've about 30 seconds left. Fianna Fáil Ardéisht is this weekend. Are we likely to see any moves, agitations, manoeuvrings from the challengers that were the would-be challengers we've just discussed there?
No, I think everyone will be on their best behaviour for the Ardéisht, and you know, Ardéisht now really aren't the places to be trying to pull one over on your leader. So it will be best manners, best foot forward this weekend. But I think that'll probably be the last time you see such a public showing of support. I think come the Christmas, Micheál Martin might find himself up against the wall again and people coming for his leadership.
Very good. Louise Byrne of the Irish Examiner and Professor Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics School at the School of Law and Government at DCU. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.